From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Question, when is a tax not a tax? Answer, when it's a fee. People around the country will find that new user fees may soak up a chunk of any tax cuts they were hoping to enjoy. They can thank their creative state legislators who find that fees are the only politically palatable way of raising revenues in slow economic times. NPR's Larry Abramson has the latest in our series on state budget woes.
This is how you find the office of Bob Hache in Watertown, Massachusetts, outside Boston.
Take exit 17, Newton Corner, bear right at the top of the exit ramp onto Galen Street and stay on. Bear right at the top of the exit.
That computer voice can read emails rapid-fire out loud and helps blind people like Bob Hache stay independent. But Hache, who works with Vision Community Services, says that's getting more difficult. Starting July 1st, Hache will have to pay $10 to be certified as a blind person, something he needs to get a special bus pass or certain tax breaks. Hache says that Massachusetts has already cut services to the disabled and raised the costs.
That would be for coverage for eyeglasses and for prosthetic eyes. I've heard of people doing without glasses. I've also heard of people that need replacement for prosthetic eyes, of which I happen to have a pair right now. And I've heard of people that weren't fitting them too well, and they weren't going to get them replaced.
Governor Mitt Romney has promised not to raise income taxes, but he and state legislators seem much more comfortable with using higher fees to cover a portion of a state deficit projected at one point to be about $3 billion. But Bob Hache says there's a reason why fees arouse little opposition.
The thing about these fees, though, is that they tend to fall upon the less fortunate of us, whereas tax increases tend to fall heavier on the more fortunate.
In fact, many of the fees facing the Commonwealth will be felt much more broadly. The cost for property deeds will go up from $25 to $100, but $100 is quickly lost in the hundreds of thousands of dollars involved in the sale of a home. The same goes for major increases in court filing fees that states like Colorado have adopted. Earlier this year, state Supreme Court Chief Justice Mary Malarkey asked the state legislature for permission to raise the cost of going to court.
For example, in a divorce case, the filing fee was $90, and the proposal was to increase it by $45.
And Coloradans will face a similar increase if they try to change their name, file a civil suit, or petition for grandparent visitation rights. Malarkey was reluctant to raise fees, but she says she'd already cut staffing to the bone at a time when the courts are actually facing an increase in demand.
When economic times are tough, then there tend to be more cases filed in the courts. There are more things related to, like, foreclosures, that sort of thing, and more actions filed by individuals who say if they had lost a job before and could easily get another one, it's nothing they would file suit about. But now if they can't get another job, they're tending to think more about filing suits.
Average families might not worry too much about two-digit increases in court fees, but many will feel a serious pinch when they pay a fee that goes by another name, college tuition. Travis Rendell of the National Association of State Universities and Colleges says virtually every state is asking higher education to charge students more.
We're seeing a 40% in Arizona. New York has not finalized its decision yet, but we will be looking somewhere in the neighborhood of 30% or so.
Some states are hoping to cushion the impact of higher tuition costs by offering more scholarship money to low-income students. But Rendell says increases are so dramatic that students in some states will be hard-pressed to keep up. As a matter of policy, Democrats tend to favor across-the-board tax increases. Republicans tend to favor these user fees, saying they place the burden where it should be. But some conservatives have challenge fees that are really just taxes in disguise. In Massachusetts, citizens fought a fee on prescription drug sales that was used to pay Medicaid costs. A judge said that fee was illegal. Barbara Anderson of Citizens for Limited Taxation in Peabody, Massachusetts, says any fee that does not pay directly for a service should be thrown out.
There's a nursing home tax on beds that are filled by self-payers, people who saved up to pay for their own nursing home care, and they're being charged $9 and change a day to pay for the Medicaid patient in the next bed. Obviously, that can't be a fee.
But legal challenges aside, many fees are headed in one direction, up. That includes the last payment many citizens make. The cost of interment in many city graveyards will also be going up. Larry Abramson, NPR News.